Yes, that is it. Let's continue. Let's just pray. Let's just worship him. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, open your mouth and continue. Just continue. Don't stop. Just continue. In Jesus' name. I just sense that, you know, we can go back to our seat, those of us who are outside. The Bible says he broke the gates of brass, yes, and cut asunder the bars of iron. Amen. And I want to pray for you. Are there things in your life? Are there habits in your life that you know this thing is not right, but you're struggling with it? You have said no many times, but you found yourself returning to it like a dog to the vomit. But I believe that God wants to set you free completely this morning. And he wants to say, I want to be free. Come out quickly. Come out. Don't look at anybody. Just you come out. Come out. I have anything in my life and I want to be free. But today is your day. It's easy to stand there and say, just everybody bow your heads, and we can do that. But I want you to be free. 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 You know that this thing is not right. You're struggling with it. In fact, people don't even know. Or you think people don't even know. Or maybe those who are here do not even know. But you are struggling. When you get into your room, you're struggling with it. And do you know that there are some of us who are standing here? The issue, the Holy Spirit is saying to me, the issue is cigarette. You're saying, I don't want it. And before coming to church, you sprayed them out. After you smoked it. And you say, I don't want them to smell it. You smoke it. I'm not going to ask you to put up a hand because I know you are here. Because he said that to me right now. But God wants to set you free completely. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those of us who are out. And not only that, some of us who are out here say, it's anger. I'm hearing that very clearly. Anger. Sometimes I get angry and I do things and I say things that I turn back and say, oh, I should not have done that. I should not have behaved like that. I should not have said that. Or you are here. You get angry. You know. But we want to be free completely. Those of us who are outside, I want you to pray with me. Heavenly Father, I've come to you right now because I've heard your word. I've heard your voice. And I have responded to you. You said anyone that comes, you will not cast him out. And I know you will not send me away. You will not send me out. Therefore, Lord, I believe you came to this world. You died on the cross. And you rose again. You are alive forevermore. I'm inviting you. I'm asking you, come and be my Lord. Come and be my Savior. I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name. Therefore, everything that the Father, that my Lord has not planted in my life, anything contrary to his will for my life, that the Father has not planted, like that tree that Jesus said that will be rooted out, the tree that the Father has not planted, therefore I speak to you now. You name the issue, name the problem. I speak to you right now. I command you to be rooted out of my life, of my family. You are not supposed to be here. In Jesus' name, your power is broken over my life. From today, I am free. I am free. I'm free from anger. I'm free from anger. I'm free from cigarette smoking. In the name of Jesus, I'm free because the Son of God sets me free. Whosoever the Son shall set free shall be free indeed. I am free indeed. In Jesus' name. Be free in the name of Jesus. Everything that the Father has not planted is completely rooted out in the name of Jesus. I release the anointing of God right now in the name of Jesus. I say everything that the Father has not planted is completely rooted out in the name of Jesus. Mazeke liba solo baba baba sheli mazeke liba sua. Rima bakete liba sua laba sisi. I release the power of God over you right now. In the name of Jesus. And I break that hold. I say you are free in the name of Jesus. Malikete liba sua laba. Rima kete liba sua laba baba sheli mazeke liba sua.